A very pleasant good morning, everybody. As always, great to be back with you. This is the Marlins Rewind. And last night at Marlins Park, the Fish opened up a 9-game homestand. It was their first of three against the National League Central St. Louis Cardinals. And with a recap, here is Glenn Geffner.
Well, coming into this 3-game series at Marlins Park, the Cardinals and the Marlins were streaking in opposite directions. And with one game down, they continue to streak in those same directions. The Cardinals win it 9-4 in the series opener. They've won four straight now. They have won 14 of their last 19 games. For the Marlins, their 10th loss in the last 13. Miami's dropped 13 of 19. The start of a 9-game homestand for the Marlins tonight. Three against the Cardinals, three against the Braves, three against the Astros. And in inning number one, Adam Conley set the Cardinals down in order. Marlins got a couple of base runners right out of the gate tonight. D. Gordon walked. Christian Yelich singled against St. Louis starter Carlos Martinez in the first. But Marcelo Ozuna, a strikeout, Stanton a double play ball, and we were through one with no score. That changed in the top of the second. With one out, Yadier Molina doubled. Aledmys Diaz walked. Tommy Pham popped to third for the second out in the inning, but Magnuris Sierra, playing his second big league game, single to right. That loaded the bases with two outs in the second inning, and it brought up the Cardinals' pitcher, Carlos Martinez, 0 for 11 on the season.
Yeah. Here's a ball lined to left. That's down in the left field corner. It's a hit for the pitcher. First ball hitting against Conley. That's going to empty the bases. And it's 3-0 St. Louis.
For Carlos Martinez, his fourth career double. RBIs 9, 10, and 11. His first hit of the year, a three-run double in the second inning. St. Louis had a 3-0 lead. That big hit, the move of the game, brought to you by Greek Moving and Storage, the official movers of the Marlins. Make your next move the best move ever with Greek Moving and Storage. Learn more at GreekMoving.com. As Martinez began to roll on the mound, he struck out the side in the second. Conley struggled again in the third inning, a one-out walk, a two-out-hit batsman, but he escaped unscored upon, and this game went to the fourth. Still, St. Louis on top, 3-0. But again, it was the bottom of the order getting things going for the Cardinals. The number eight hitter, Magnuris Sierra, singled, went to second base on a wild pitch, and with one out, it was Martinez at the plate again. Martinez at the plate, top of the order, Wong on deck. 2-2 pitch, line drive to left. Another hit for Martinez. Over to cut it off Ozuna, but around third Sierra. He'll score without a throw. How about this? It's a 4-RBI game for the pitcher, Carlos Martinez, and a 4-0 Cardinals lead in the fourth inning. Carlos Martinez joins Kent Merker of the Cardinals, Cliff Lee of the Phillies, Max Scherzer of the Nationals as just the fourth pitcher ever to drive in four runs in a game against the Marlins. The Cardinals weren't done in that fourth inning. Colton Wong worked a walk, and two batters later with two men on, up step Matt Carpenter. On 3-1, Carpenter rips one fair inside the bag at first down into the right field corner. Martinez scores. Wong is being waved at third. Stan's just getting to that ball in the corner, so Wong's going to score, and Carpenter is in with a slide at third base. He's got himself a two-run triple. 6-0 Cardinals. That was it for Adam Conley. Done after 3 2/3 innings and 84 pitches. First man out of the bullpen just up from AAA yesterday, Brian Ellington. And the first man he faced, Jed Jerko. Ellington with the 1-0. And Jerko lines one to right, sending Stanton back. That's going to get over Giancarlo's head. That'll score Carpenter. And Jerko's in at second base with a run-scoring double. 7-0 St. Louis. Well, at that point, we could close the book on Conley. 3 2/3 innings tonight, 6 hits, 7 runs, all earned. He walked 3, struck out 2, hit a batter, threw a wild pitch, 84 pitches, 52 strikes. Marlins finally broke through in the fourth inning, trying to claw their way back into this game, trailing 7-0. A leadoff single from Christian Yelich. He went 2-for-4 tonight, and he stood at first base for Marcel Ozuna. Ozuna fly ball well hit to center, sending Sierra back onto the track at the wall. Goodbye, dead center. Marcelo Ozuna with his 10th of the season. And the Marlins are on the scoreboard at 7-2. For Ozuna, a 10-game hitting streak. RBIs 27 and 28. Marlins had a chance for more in that inning. Giancarlo Stanton walked. He was erased on a Justin Bourfielder's choice. JT Realmuto struck out. Derek Dietrich then lined a ball out to right field. Randall Grichuk raced to his left, made a diving effort on the ball, couldn't quite catch it. Bohr went to third. Dietrich trying for second was thrown out on a very close play at second base. The Marlins challenged the call. We thought it was going to get overturned, but it didn't. The inning was over, and it was a 7-2 Cardinals lead. They would extend the advantage in the fifth inning as the Marlins got sloppy in this ballgame. Aledmys Diaz leading off the inning with a liner toward the third baseman, Derek Dietrich. They went off Derek's glove for an E5. Then Tommy Pham with an infield hit. A wild pitch put the runners at second and third with one out for the pitcher Carlos Martinez.
And the infield in. Here's the 0-1, and a ball bounced to D. Gordon. He has it. He's coming home. And the ball skids right on past Realmuto to the backstop. Two runs will score. Home is Diaz. Right behind him, Tommy Pham. They get two more on an ugly play.
Two unearned runs in that fifth inning. It was 9-2 Cardinals. Marlins got a run back in the sixth on a big swing from Marcell Ozuna.
Here's the pitch, and Ozuna hits a high fly ball. This is deep out into left center. It is going to be up, up, and away. It just did clear to the left of the home run sculpture.
And Ozuna had his second multiple home run game of the season, his third in his big league career. It was 9-3, and it would stay 9-3 all the way into the ninth inning. Carlos Martinez went the first six for St. Louis. Five hits, three runs, walked two, struck out seven, allowed two home runs to Ozuna, 95 pitches, 64 strikes. Miguel Sokolovich closed things out for the Cardinals. He pitched the seventh, the eighth, and the ninth. With one out in the ninth, he went up against Giancarlo Stanton.
Stanton unloads, hits a high drive, deep to center field. It is going to be up, up, and away. A home run to dead center for Giancarlo.
For Stanton, his 11th of this season. So now Giancarlo and Ozuna combined for 22 long balls. But that would be the last hurrah for the Marlins in this ballgame. They fall to the Cardinals 9-4. For St. Louis, 9 runs, 10 hits, no errors, 9 men left. For the Marlins, 4 runs, 7 hits, 2 errors. They leave a couple. Carlos Martinez, the winning pitcher, 2-3. Adam Conley, the losing pitcher, 2-3. Miguel Sokolovich pitched the final three innings to record his first ever Major League save. Time of the game, 2 hours, 47 minutes, and a crowd of 16,750 was here to see it. Cardinals with the win have won four straight. They've won 14 of 19. They've won their last seven in a row on the road. That's the longest road winning streak in Major League Baseball this season. They're 17-14 overall. As for the Marlins, well, they've lost 10 of 13. They've dropped 13 of 19 to fall to 13-18 on the year. Miami now 5-7 here at Marlins Park, where the Marlins are going to play 19 of their next 24 ball games. Our Aquafina stats of the game. Aquafina for Happy Bodies. Adam Conley again struggling early in his start here tonight, allowing those three second inning runs and seven runs in all over 3 2/3. Over his last three starts now, Conley, a win and two losses and an ERA north of 15.18. His last three times out, Conley pitching against Pittsburgh, Tampa Bay, and St. Louis has gone 10 2/3 innings, allowing 21 runs, 18 earned on 16 hits. ERA has ballooned from 3.00 before these last three starts to 7.53. Marlins made a couple of errors in that fifth inning here tonight. Just their second multi-error game of the season. The first was Saturday at Citi Field in New York. They made three in that game. Marlins have made 15 errors on the season for the longest time. Up until the last couple of days, they'd made the fewest errors in all of baseball. They had made six in their first 24 games, but with the two tonight, they've now committed nine in the last seven games. So the Marlins getting sloppy defensively in recent days. They have hit some home runs of late, three tonight, two by Ozuna, one by Stanton, and with the three long balls in this game, they have hit a total of eight home runs in their last three. But the three home runs account for all four runs. They're not enough tonight as the Marlins fall to the Cardinals 9-4. Now, if you need a little bit more bad news, we get this from Don Mattingly post-game tonight. We had mentioned during the broadcast that Miguel Rojas had been sent for some tests today to take a look at that thumb that he injured in New York yesterday. And he has indeed been diagnosed with a broken thumb. That's just terrible news for Miguel Rojas, who was playing so well. Such terrible news for the Marlins, who are also without their third baseman, Martin Prado, now down a couple of starting pitchers, Wei-Yin Chen, and at least for now, Edinson Volquez. That right thumb broken for Miguel Rojas. Don Mattingly saying that he's going to go in a cast for a couple of months. It's unclear at this point whether or not Rojas will need to undergo any kind of surgical procedure on that thumb, but he's in a cast, and he will miss significant time. Yet another loss for this Marlins ball club.
So the Marlins fall by a final of 9-4 at Marlins Park last night. Tonight, it's the second of three between Miami and St. Louis. Dan Straley on the mound for the Marlins looking for his second win of the season. Adam Wainwright will toe the rubber for the St. Louis Cardinals. He's 2-3 with a 6.30 ERA. The Cardinals now 17-14 this season. The Marlins drop to 13-18. Second of three between the Marlins and the Cardinals at Marlins Park tonight. It's a 7:10 first pitch. We're on the air at 6:40 with Marlins on Deck, presented by GEICO. You can always join us on the Marlins Radio Network.